feel ko yung community teams is one of the least appreciated features by people outside of it.
Yes.
Siyempre, if, siyempre,
it's actually like what you call the hidden gem.
Kumusta? Welcome to Kumu Kwentuhan, a podcast where we talk about the adventures and misadventures of building a tech and media startup in the Philippines. Kumu is a live stream powered social networking platform for Filipinos by Filipinos. With millions of users all around the world, the app has become a vibrant space where individuals can earn, connect, create, and be their authentic self. As Kumu continues to grow, new avenues emerge in the digital space, opening more opportunities to discover talent, deliver entertainment, promote brands, and even venture into e-commerce. In a company as dynamic as Kumu, you encounter something new and exciting every day. Get a sneak peek into the world by hearing stories of people behind the scenes. From the ups and downs to the wins and losses, you are sure to walk away learning something new. Tara na, magkuwentuhan na tayo.
Hey listeners, thanks for tuning in to Kumu Kwentuhan. My name is Selena De Dios and I'll be your host for this episode. Last week, we had a chat with some streamers who were thrown into the spotlight thanks to some opportunities they found in Kumu. This segment, we're meeting dedicated community members who have formed literal communities on the app. We have Annabelle Galindez, Christer Ann Ferrer, Jim Irving Sumagang, Clark Kenneth Taylo, and Denise De Jesus, who have been part of official community teams in one way or another. Before we break that down, however, let's get to know our guests first. So why don't you guys just introduce yourself, your name, I guess your profession, and how long you've been on Kumu and what team you're from?
Hi, okay, maybe I'll go first. I'm Denise De Jesus. You can call me Denise. I'm Inang Mahal on Kumu. I've been in Kumu for more than maybe 2.5 years now. Currently working as a senior manager for community teams in Kumu. But before that, I was just an ordinary user in the app, and I also formed a team, and it's called Team Ina Official.
Hello, good evening. My name is Jim Irving Sumagang. I work here based in California, USA, work as a supervisor in a production type company, and I am a BizDoc founder here in community and one of the community senator also. And I've been here in Kumu since December 2018, and it's my 2 years and 3 months now here in Kumu.
Hi, I'm Annabelle. I'm a customer service representative working in a call center, and I've been with Kumu for 6 months. I started last September 8 when Mr. Kimpoy Feliciano invited yung mga fans niya to download Kumu. And our team name is Team Paulita.
Ayan, hello po. I'm Christer Ann Ferrer, and I am an online teacher, but I am an accountant by profession. I've been in the app since October 2018. Yeah, I'm a community senator also, and I am part of Team Shinger.
Ayan po, hello, good evening. I am Clark Taylo, working as Data Processing Associate in an IT tech solution. And I've been with Kumu na for 2 years since February 2019. And I'm part of the Comedy Kumu team, and I'm also their team leader.
You know, I'm glad that we were able to get representatives from different teams, you know, all with diverse stories and backgrounds, so that hopefully the listeners will get a better understanding of each of the, you know, unique community teams and members. But before we dive further into that, we probably should get a better understanding first of who they are and what they do. So, Denise, you know, you're probably the best person to give us a community team's crash course. You know, what exactly is a community team? How do you join? How many members are in a team? And how does this community function within the app? I heard someone say they were like community team leaders and a community senator. So yeah, why don't you just give us a community teams 101?
Yeah, I guess I'm not just a resource person for this, but I'm also one of the oldest in the group. So, and me and Christer, we've been here. Actually, Christer is just a month older than me in Kumu. Because she joined October, I joined November. Christer's team is the first official team in Kumu. That's Team Shinger. And then right after that, my team, Team Ina. Before, there was no such thing as an official Kumu team. we just formed the team by ourselves because we found, it sounds cheesy, but we found genuine connections with people who are also using the app. And it's with that connection that we formed the teams. That was before. And then when we noticed that there are a lot of people forming teams already in Kumu, because, you know, it's more fun to be within the group, diba? So when we noticed that, we tried to like make it more organized into what we call now as official Kumu teams. So that's how it came about. Right now, we have already 420 teams. We started with just about 15 teams 2018. And then we're friends with each other. When we started, it's a small group of leaders. And then with the help of Sir James Rumor, we conceived the creation of this Community Leaders Council, which has this purpose of making sure that all teams are existing harmoniously in the community. You said how to join. Basically, just right now, we already have the registration. You will find it in the community feature of the Kumu app. But you can also just email kumufamilies@kumu.ph to just signify your intent or your interest to form a team or register your team if you've already formed a team in Kumu. It's composed of individuals with common interests, common hobbies. Some of them are bound by specific purpose. Some of them are bound by common demography like gender, because some of them are from LGBTQIA group. And then some of them are from different ethnic groups. Like we have group that form because of a region like Bisdak. They are all Bisaya. And we also have people from the north. So we have Ilocanos in the app. So it's really, forming a team is really finding your group or finding your family. So it really depends on what type of team you are. Some of our teams have 300, 400 members, but you need to be at least 10. But as of now, a team has an average of around 40 to 50 members. And right now, we are already about 10,000 active users in the community from community teams. So that's a good number to think that these people are, you know, bound by their intent of being together to really support the app. So it's really something. Community teams really hold a very special place in the community. So yun lang talaga masasabi ko, the best.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, as much as I'd want to invite all of the community team members, that's like physically impossible. So instead, we have with us the most ideal spokespeople. Not only are they team leaders and founders, some are also part of the council. So, you know, it would be the best to hear their experiences. So, you know, when you joined Kumu, it probably wasn't your intention to form a team. You may have been a viewer or maybe a content creator, or maybe you were just curious with the app. But eventually, what made you decide na, hey, you know, why don't I form a group or a community team? With that being said, how did you go about it? What was your motivation behind making the team? And what's the commonality between you and the members?
Ayan, first of all, when I decided to download the app, the reason why I downloaded the app is because I like playing trivia games. Quiz mo ako. I don't have idea that Kumu has this live streaming feature. So that the only reason why I downloaded the app is because of Quiz mo ako. I'm a regular player of QMK. Like after a month, that's the only time I found out that Kumu has this feature, which is a live streaming. So I met Tam Tam, which is one of the founders of Team Singer, and then Nyx, Ate Andang, and Rox, which are the founders of Team Singer. We always make tambay at Tam Tam stream. So that time, wala pa pong official teams pa. Wala pa yung idea ng team sa Kumu. There are groups of people na tumatambay all together at sa isang stream, but there's no such thing as official community team. And eventually, we decided to meet. And then after meeting each other, like we realized, okay, parang our connection is more of a personal connection. Yeah, we met in the app, but it's more of a personal connection kasi we're friends even outside the app na. And then the main reason why we decided to create a team is because, okay, I'll be very honest with this, it's because of the campaign. The first ever campaign in Kumu was the... I forgot. The first ever PSP? Campaign. Yeah, Kumu Starter Pack was the very first ever campaign in Kumu. And we wanted to join. However, we don't have, you know, enough viewers and gifters na kaya kaming papanalunin. So sabi namin, why don't we create an account for everyone so that our, you know, our viewers, our gifters, parang alam mo yun, sa isang account na lang siya maiipon. That's the reason why we decided to create a team account. So we proposed it to Sir James. Sabi namin, can we create a team account for Team Shinger? Sabi ni Sir James, okay, go ahead. And then I think after 1 or 2 days, we had our featured badge on the ES account. And then we became the first official team. And luckily, we won the campaign. About the members naman, we don't actually recruit because the first reason why we created the team is because parang we have the same wavelength sa kakulitan, sa jokes. Parang kami lang yung most of the time nakakaintindihan, although the viewers can relate. It's very hard for us to recruit members because po, parang sabi ko nga kanina, we have this more personal interaction na we share a lot of things na hindi namin ma-share sa app na kami-kami lang. So parang it's very hard for us to open up to new people. More than a year na, almost 2 years na po since yung huling member na pinasok namin sa team. So feeling namin we are okay with that, but we are trying to open ourselves to new members so that we can make the team bigger and, you know, para mas magkaroon din kami ng maraming family inside our team.
And in my case also is before Kumu, I used to have a different app that I work on, and I manage talents like live streamers. And the reason why I joined Kumu 2 years ago is I wanted to bring my talents to Kumu to find a new home because we just ended our contract on the other app. And then when I was in Kumu, I like how the app at first during the beta season of the Kumu, it was just like a messaging app. And then it's kind of like similar to like those Vibers, WhatsApp. And then the only difference is they have like game shows. That's one thing I like about. And then when they applied the live streaming features, that's the time that I said to myself, like, I'm going to stay in this app because this app is just new and it's all Filipino style. And everything that I loved about Filipino is inside this app. And then I tried to apply for my talents to move over to Kumu, but unfortunately, during that time, they didn't have that featured yet. So what I did is like I stayed on Kumu doing live stream. And then eventually when they formed community teams, that's the time I decided, like, why can't I just build my community in here? Like, I've seen a lot of Visaya or Visayan streamers or users inside the app, but nobody's forming the BizDuck group. So since my team back in the other app is called BizDuck, that's the time I decided I'm just gonna form my BizDuck family here in Kumu. And then I got a lot of good responses from other Visayan people all over the world, that we have OFWs who wanted to join our team. And then we're one of the few teams that has like at least 200 members. It's an overwhelming users that we got in our BizDuck family. And then up until now, we're still here and we want to continue doing it because we love the app and it's just a safe place or a home for us. And I found family here in Kumu.
Actually, Jim's group, BizDuck, is the first team to reach 100, more than 100 members. So if there's a milestone for the most number of members, BizDuck would be one of those who are there in the top in the history of community teams.
Yung team Paulita started kasi nung when Kim Poy asked us na to create the team para maging official yung Team Paulita sa Kumu. Then, we created yung Team Paulita para din sa mga fans ni Kim Poy Felician and Anghet Cayetano. Kasi ano sila eh, nag-best friends din. Kami naman is siniship namin sila as a couple, parang ganun. So, ayun, kinreate namin yung team para sa mga fans, para at least kahit paano dun sa Team Paulita, doon nila malalaman yung mga updates and kung anong mga ganap doon sa dalawa, kay Kim Poy and Anghet. Para rin po ano, para rin mapagsama-sama namin lahat ng mga fans all over the Philippines saka sa ibang bansa. As of now, kung sa Kumu, it's almost nasa 600 plus na. Pero we created also an FB group kasi. So sa FB group, more than 2,000 na kami. Yung iba kasi po, ano, kasi since si Kumu kasi asking for the details for the members. So, we created on how to apply. So, kailangan na sa FB muna sila din sa Kumu. So, yung iba, nahihirapan mag, ano, apply. Yung kasi yung steps kung paano. So, inaalalayan pa namin yung iba. Kaya pag naka-live kami, that's the time na tinuturuan namin yung mga members or yung mga fans na gustong mag-member sa Team Paulita.
Ayun. Sa amin naman kasi, ano, we found Kumu. Ako na, ano, na-discover ko siya with my friend and neighbor noon, si Jensen. Siya yung nag-aya sa akin sa Kumu. Kasi yung trivia games, quiz mo ako, may tama ka. Wala. So we can have, ano, a source of money. Kasi that time, wala kaming work. So we are finding ways kung paano kami, ano, ikita. So, yun, nakita niya yung Kumu. May pa-games, kahit maliit lang yung nakukuhang halaga, ginaw namin. And then, at first, hindi rin namin alam na may live stream na feature yung Kumu. What we aim is only to play games. So, nung na-discover namin, trinay ni Jensen once, and then, ayun na, nagtuloy-tuloy na siya. Inikayat din niya ako. At first, yung medyo sobrang hiya nga. Hanggang sa magkaroon kami ng mga viewers, yung viewers, nagiging mga friends na namin, nagiging tambay na sa stream nun. Wala pang audio stream, wala pang multi, that's solo. So, ano yun, salitang kami. Sa umaga siya, ako sa gabi. So, tambay kami sa umaga, sa live stream niya. Sa gabi naman, live stream ko. So, doon nag-start. And then, we have, malalayo din kasi yung mga naging ano namin, pinakaunang mga kaibigan. Meron from US, meron from Dubai, meron from sa Philippines din, sa Iloilo. Yung mga ganun kalayo. Meron from Las Piñas. Diverse talaga. Pero we feel that ano, yung sinasabing virtual connection sa bawat isa, kahit hindi pa kami nagkikita personal, alam namin na may ano eh, may connection na special. It's like real mga friends kahit hindi pa in real nagkikita. So yon, at first wala kaming plano talaga to build a team. We like to have fun lang sa Kumu. So minahal na namin yung app. It became our daily part of our lives na hindi yata lilipas yung isang araw na wala kami sa Kumu. Wala lang, gusto lang talaga namin maging masaya with each other. And then, yung team namin, parang ano lang, to be honest din, ano lang siya, parang trip lang. Parang natripan lang namin going team. Para sa amin, sige nga, try natin. Baka kayanin naman natin. Ayun na, naging comedy Kumu team na. And then, syempre, ang naging number one problem, sino ang magiging leader? First pick namin is dapat si Jensen, pero ayaw niya. So, no choice, so ako. Ako yung nag-lead. Parang challenge kasi parang kaya ko naman siguro maging leader. So parang challenge ko rin yung sarili ko na sige, go natin to. Baka kaya ko. And then yon, after that, nagtuloy-tuloy na siya hanggang ngayon. Tapos, what makes special sa team? Ito, ano, comedy talaga to. Gusto ko lang din i-share. Kasi di ba pag blue check kasi, merong requirement na 30 hours per month na stream. Ngayon, ang naging ano ko doon, pagkakaintindi ko is 30 hours per week. 30 hours per week.
Kaya parang dami yung live stream.
Yes po. Yes po. Hindi, kasi yung work from home ko noon, ganun kasi yung ano, yung hours, yung requirements. 30 hours per week siya. So yun yung pagkakaintindi ko doon sa ano, sa requirements ng Blue Check. So ayun, ever since talaga, kaya ang dami naming stream until now dahil doon sa ano na yung misunderstanding na 30 hours per week. And then nagtuloy-tuloy naman na siya kasi na-enjoy din naman ng mga members. Ayun, ano lang, yung pangalan din namin kung bakit siya Comedy Kumu team kasi we just want to spread good vibes. Yun yung pinaka-aim ng team. Lahat gusto namin masaya, lalo pag kami nagsama-sama. Ayun. And then, we always cater newbies din, mga talents, showcasing talents. Ayan, yun yung mga ano namin sa CKT.
Sa akin naman, for Team Ina, Actually, before naging team yung team in official, na-discover ko lang din ng Kumu, just like what Krister said, because I like playing trivia games. So sa QuizMoko talaga. That's the reason why I downloaded the app. It's because of QuizMoko. And then, after QuizMoko, parang nakikita ko yung mga ibang live streams. But before, parang hindi pa talaga masyadong live streaming during that time. But yun nga, wala akong magawa kasi I also quit my job. Parang I'm already like a year na full-time housewife because I chose to be a full-time housewife para sa son ko because he has a parang condition sa blood niya. And there are a lot of things na bawal niyang kainin. So sabi ko, ako na lang mag-aalaga sa kanya. Ako mag-homeschool sa kanya. So I left my job. I said I want to be focused on my son. And then pag may time sa gabi, kasi syempre sa umaga makulit. So hindi ako makapaglaba. So sa gabi ako naglalaba. Tapos habang nihintay kong mag-dry yung labada ko, nag-check-check lang ako ng live stream. Check out ko lang. And I was intrigued by one streamer na sabi niya kamukha niya daw si Piolo. So we entered. That person is part of Team Shinger. Actually, that person was from Team Shinger. So I was making tambay sa TS na live stream. So that was when I started. And then I became part of another team. Parang for some reason, I did not become part of TS, but I became a part of another team. But then that team did not last long. And then we were left na parang wala kaming team, but we are friends already. Kasi we met, just like what Krister said, we met personally, in person. So, nung nagkita kami in person, yung feeling na parang kahit first time nyo lang nagkita, pero parang kilalang-kilala nyo na yung isa't isa dahil palagi kayong sabay nagpupuyat, sabay nag-uusap kung ano nung mga pinag-usapan ninyo sa stream. And then, biglang napag-usapan namin na, alam mo, parang gusto ko din mag-outreach, gusto kong pumunta sa mga, parang kung magbigay-bigay na mag-donate-donate, ganun, ala, ako din, gusto ko din. Tapos, parang gusto ko din mag-road trip, ganun. Ang dami namin napag-usapan ng mga gusto namin gawin, halos pare-pareho kami ng gusto. So, sabi namin, what if gawin natin yan? Magsama-sama tayo, tapos kumbaga, gumawa tayo ng paraan na magawa natin lahat ng mga gusto natin together. So, we kind of like got into this na parang una trip-trip lang tapos naging totohanan tapos naging team na talaga kami. And then the first thing that we did when we also joined a campaign just like what Krister said, but we only won second place in that campaign. But the money that we were able to raise in that campaign, we used that to visit and send some love to our elders or elderlies in one charitable institution in Manila. And then we felt good doing that. So the next year, we did another one. We gave naman to orphans. It sort of became our tradition as a team. And then at the same time, because we have kids, most of us are nanays. So kumbaga, nagkataon lang, pare-pareho kami ng gusto. Like, we want to do something significant in the community. Pero, kumbaga, if mag-isa ka lang kasi, you will not... Although, yes, you will make a difference. But it's different than pagka isang grupo kayo. So, maybe that's the reason why our team until now is still here. Actually, it's very much patterned to TS. Because me and Ate Andang, the founder of TS, we go way back. So, it's like we follow the same formula with our teams. We also do not recruit. Parang the only times that we accept someone into our group is if we know that we have connected on a personal level. So, maybe that's what makes our... That's the reason why our teams, most of us, actually all of us here, are more than 2 years old already in the app. Kasi we want to make sure that we have that connection and it's a strong, solid connection that binds the whole group together.
What I like is that at the start, everyone had their own motivation, but over time, it developed into something more meaningful, I guess. Before, it might have been to join a campaign or trip lang, but now there's a genuine desire to build a community and make personal connections. And yeah, you're right, Denise, that nothing would have happened or lasted this long if people didn't find meaning or purpose at a deeper level. But with that, you know, there are also some people that maybe don't see the point in making their team official. Like, bakit pa, diba? They have a group na and masaya naman sila. But so why register it pa under the community? With that being said then, what do you think are the biggest advantages of having an official community team and being part of the community? Are there perks? Are there special events? Or maybe there are deeper things that people are missing out on?
Well, yeah, there are a lot of things that you would be missing out if you're not like a registered or an official community team in terms of your collaboration with the community. That's the main purpose why this group is organized. Like, we have senators, we have Community Leadership Council. It's to make sure that the harmony is there. Because we have already envisioned that in the future, we will have more teams. And these teams, no matter how harmonious, will have their differences. So it's not always peaceful in the community teams, to tell you the truth. But it's peaceful most of the time because the respect for each other is there. And we are grounded by the same guidelines, the same rules that are set not to limit each other, but to make sure that, I mean, we are on the same page in terms of doing things. And that although we are enjoying our uniqueness and we are having fun, but still within the limits and we're still within the bounds of Kumu and its values. Because we want to make sure that the community is still a safe place for everybody. So being part of the official community teams will make you somehow officially committed and involved in the collective purpose of the group, which is like to enrich each other, to uplift each other, to make sure that each one is being a role model in the community, not just as a team leader, but also as a member or as a teammate. Siguro one of the perks of being in the community is to be involved. You will not become a significant part of the community if you're not involved in anything. You're just a bystander. Kumbaga parang you're not a player in the community in that sense. So these teams, each one of them, they are all involved in all activities. Like everybody knows what the next event's going to be, how it's going to happen. And it gives you that sense of purpose and gives you that sense of like continuity of what you have started. Na hindi lang dahil para to sa akin. This is also something part of something bigger. I think that's the number one perk of being the community. But others, of course, you get featured, you get opportunities to earn more because every now and then, Kumu gets partnered with brands. We become ambassadors of those brands. So you earn extra with that. There are challenges that is only open for official community teams, just like Kumu Clash. We have Community District Wars, which was a huge hit. So there are a lot of challenges that you can only join in if you are part of the community teams. You also have Blue Streak Challenge, which allows you to have the opportunity to become a featured streamer. If you are part of the community teams, that's the only way that you will qualify. What else do we have? Like we have the senators. We have election of senators. Our Senate is composed of team leaders who are, you know, very much involved in shaping the community. So if you're not involved or committed, before you get committed to something, because you have to be involved first. So most of us here started as a regular streamer with no involvement whatsoever with what is happening in the app. And then we became part of community teams. We became part of official teams. We got involved into something. When you got involved into something, that's the first step of learning the purpose of that something, diba? Parang magkakaroon ka ng idea of how this thing works and then how else you can be of value to the community. And then with that, you become committed. And then with that, boom, mas marami ka ng naging contribution to the community. Parang ako, hindi ko naman naisip na when I came here in Kumu, I will become like a senior manager for community teams. I mean, di ko naisip yon. But it only just started with like being involved. And then after that, being committed. And then after that, now I'm handling a responsibility, bigger responsibility. So it's also open to other leaders like me, the opportunity to be involved, committed. And of course, aside from that, all other perks. Diba, yung team mo, pwedeng mag-campaign, pwedeng manalo sa campaigns, like what Christer said. Ma-feature sa iba't ibang lugar sa Kumu. I mean, it's something that is not just, alam mo yun, parang uplifting, but it's also something that you can, pwede mo ipagyabang, bragging rights, and at the same time, gives you a whole new purpose of being in the community.
At saka ano, add ka lang dun to sinabi ni Adidas, parang a lot of people, they, hindi nila alam, mm-hmm. yung mga, lalo na yung mga hindi part of the community teams, hindi po nila alam the purpose of the senators. So parang if you guys, if may mga questions kayo, if you guys have issues, very easy magtanong, sobrang dali lang to approach reliable people kasi we have mm-hmm. several 10 senators. So if you aren't part of the team, hindi namin kayang i-handle ikaw. If you are part of the team, sobrang easy lang for us to talk to you kasi nga, you have a team. So, yun yung isang bagay na sobrang I am super amazed kasi only community teams has that. Na pag mm-hmm. may problema ka, if you have questions, if may mga may experience ka na parang feel mo isn't good for you, you have the senators to ask. And we are trying our best together with the Community Leadership Council to give reliable information din naman. So, ayun po.
I just want to add something like being an official team also, it's like you get more recognition than unofficial teams. Mas makikilala ka talaga pag official teams ka kaysa hindi ka official dito sa Kumu. And yun nga, kagaya ng sabi kanina, marami siyang perks ang pagiging official teams. And ayun, open ka sa lahat ng mga possibilities na events ng Kumu in or outside the app.
For me kasi yung forming a team is ano siya eh, worth it yung pagbuo na kasi ng isang team, especially kami kasi we're a fan-based team. So kami yung team namin, yung team Paulita. So doon nag-gather namin lahat ng mga fans, nagkakilala yung mga fans na nagkakakwentuhan sila kung paano nila nakilala yung si Team Poy and ang Het. Tapos yun nga po, ang kinagandaan din sa team kasi nakakabuo ng friendship or family. Kasi ano, ayun nga po, since lalo na kami, marami kaming mga members taga ibang bansa, mga OFW, mga ganun. So, naiibisan yung mga lungkot nila. Kasi nga, dahil sa Team Paulita, nakakita sila ng family, tapos yung mga longing nila sa kamag-anak nila or ano, naiibsan dito sa team namin, sa Team Paulita. Tapos, ang kinagandahan din sa ng mga teams dito sa Kumu is yun nga po, hindi ka mabobore kasi maraming mga pakulo, maraming ganap, lalo na sa mga teams, may mga pa-contest, pwede magpa-contest, pwede may mga singing contest, may mga pa-games, may mga activities. Wala siyang lungkot moment. So, yun po.
Ayun. Ano, tama naman yung mga sinabi nila. Kasi kapag official team ka, you have the reach eh, sa lahat ng ano perks na binibigay ng Kumu, mga events, activities, kapag official ka. Tsaka, madali ka makagalaw kasi ano eh, may recognition and pwede mong gamitin lahat ng binigay na privilege ng Kumu sa'yo as an official team compared sa unofficial.
Yeah, I like what Denise said na you can be a user and just be passive, someone who's not really involved. But what makes the difference is when you make the conscious decision to take that step. So then, you know, you become committed and then you find a bigger purpose. It's like you end up serving a community bigger than yourself. You're kind of accountable to others already. And like for Denise, you know, it even opened more opportunities to be a senior manager part of the Kumu team because she decided to immerse herself and dedicate herself to the job. But again, aside from the activities, aside from the privileges, which are obviously a plus, there's really something deeper that's pulling people to stay.
Tsaka yung sinabi ni Selena na parang, pag may team, if you're part of an official team, parang you have this purpose to stay in the app. Kasi you have these yes. people around you, you have your friends. If you're just a regular viewer, parang it's okay na hindi ako mag-Kumu kasi no one will look for me. Hindi naman nila yes. ko hanapin. It's okay. But if mm-hmm. if you're part of an official team, you have these people na magkahanap sa'yo, will ask you, kamusta ka? Bakit hindi ka nag-Kumu? Okay ka lang ba? Merong ano, genuine connection within your team na nakakamustahin ka kung hindi ka nila nakikita. So you have a lot yeah. more reason why you are in the app.
Yeah, I totally agree. Like for other apps, you can be absent for a long while. Tapos, wala namang maghahanap sa'yo doon. Parang, your absence is just like somebody else's na, ano, wala. ganun. Pero pag sa Kumu, parang people will ask you, kumusta ka? Yun yung sinasabi ni Krister. It goes to a whole new personal level. So maybe that's the reason why people who are part of community teams are really retained more in the app compared to those who are just here to win games or to get freebies. So it has a whole new meaning, yung pagiging Kumu user mo. Maybe that's the reason why also people are staying this long in the app. Kumbaga, may na-establish ng relationship, personal relationship, not just some app that you can uninstall anytime. This is something na it becomes part of you, like your second home.
Yeah, totoo nga eh. It's really different in other platforms. If you delete or deactivate, it's really rare that people will message you or look for you. But on Kumu, you're gone for one day and people will organize a search party. So I guess that's the difference talaga. It's the strength of the relationships and the personal aspect to it. So that's what makes it special then. But, you know, not everyone has yet to experience that. And even if the community teams are growing, you mentioned that there are 10,000 active members now, but there are definitely still users who are missing out. It might be because they're unaware, and, you know, I hope this episode will change that. Or it might be because they're shy or hesitant pa rin. So that brings me to my last question, actually. But for users who are still struggling to make connections or step outside of their comfort zone to join a group or team, what advice can you give them?
For me personally, I guess just be yourself and make that authentic connection with people around community. And also we have us, the senators. If there are new teams, newbies, if they want to ask about community teams on how to start, they can always ask us senators. And yeah, I just want to add also, we know that we're in a pandemic situation. Kumu is the best place for all of us.
Siguro for me, the best advice I could give as a Kumu senator and being part of the community team is find your tribe. You know, like me, ako po, I'll be very honest, sobrang shy type ako. Hindi po ako nag-on-cam, hindi ako nag-stream. But parang since I found this family na boosted my personality online, so parang na-feel ko na okay, I can be someone din naman pala because these people trusted me and they gave this, parang dun, sila yung naging training ground ko because most of the members of the Team Shinger are streamers. Tapos ako hindi. So parang sila yung naging training ground. Okay, ganito, ganyan. So if you found your tribe na you have this connection and social interaction na will feed your soul, lalabas ka talaga dun sa shell na mo na hindi mo kaya gawin, but eventually you realize na okay, I can do it. And more than being a person na nanonood lang, they boosted me as a person and as a streamer also.
For me, it's yung pagiging ikaw. Kumbaga, be real. Kumbaga, ilabas mo yung ikaw mismo. Ako din, to be honest, mayayain po akong tao. I am an introvert din. Pero when I download this app and then yung pag-stay ko dito, ayun, medyo nag-improve siya. So, kaya ko nang kahit papano magsalita sa stream, magpatawa sa stream, makipag-interact sa mga viewers and audience, and of course, sa mga members namin, kaya ko nang ilabas kung ano yung ako. Siguro, yung lakas ng loob, you have to have that strength para maipakita mo kung ano talaga yung ikaw na hindi iniisip kung ano yung sasabihin ng iba, kung ano yung nakikita ng iba. But you just be yourself, as Sir Perjim na sinabi kanina. And maging totoo sa lahat ng bagay. And doon mag-start yung connections sa bawat isa.
Siguro yung ma-advise ko is yung just be yourself. Siyempre sa una talagang nakakahiya. I mean, hindi na nakakahiya. Parang mahihiya ka talaga. Kasi katulad ng sa Kumu, it's live. So kung ano yung what you see is what you get. Kung ano yung gagawin mo sa live is yun yung makikita ng mga tao sa'yo. So, ayun. Kaya ang ma-advise ko lang is maging totoo ka sa sarili mo. Tapos kung ano, syempre, ang kinagandahan kasi sa Kumu is, yun nga po, na marami kang makakasama. So, syempre, kung okay yung mga kasama mo doon sa team mo, so madadala ka rin ng mga taong nasa, paligid mo. So, syempre, sabay-sabay kayong, iitataas niyo yung confidence ng magtutulungan kayo to boost yung mga confidence ng bawat isa. So, tulungan lang din. Yun siguro ano, yun yung ma-advise ko sa kanila.
For me naman, hindi ko alam pero parang pare-pareho kaming shy. Char. ako din, I'm not the type of person who is like going to say hi, hello to you when it's the first time that I met you, even if it's just in, parang offline. Hindi ako yung tipo ng tao na very outgoing. But siguro it's just what happened din to me, which I think is for those people who are also struggling to like find connections, especially in Kumu, is to siguro know what you want. Isipin mo sa sarili mo, anong klaseng connection ba ang hinahanap mo? Is this personal? Is this intimate? Is this business? Is this friendship? Is this family? So know what you want and then take your time. Get to know these people. Really get to know them. Not just, kumbaga, for your own, pero think of how you can also contribute to them as a part of the group. Because connections aren't always instant. So there are times na hindi mo kaagad makikita yung the one or yung team or yung group that you will really be, you will click with. Like, meron kang instant connection kaagad. But take your time and if ever you found this bunch of people who will uplift you and you know, make you have a better sense of purpose, or people who will help you become the best version of yourself. Kasi sometimes when we are in a group, we tend to like discover things that we don't know of sa sarili natin. I mean, there are times na makikita ng iba yung hindi mo alam na meron ka pala. Just like what Krister said, hindi naman siya nagla-live stream noon. Pero look at her now, she's one of our stars, streaming stars. So there are a lot of things that you can discover about yourself when you're in a team, when you're in a family, when you're in a group. So hopefully, kung naghahanap man kayo ng connections nyo, hopefully, yun nga, makatulong kami na mahanap yun para sa inyo. As cliche as it goes, sa tamang panahon at sa takdang panahon, makikita mo rin yun.
Wow, ang deep naman ng quote. Pero, you know, I agree fully. There always needs to be a balance of putting yourself out there and making an active effort to try. But we also have to be patient and trust in the timing. Ayun, but you know, we actually have to close this episode. But first, I want to thank our guests for joining us. It's been a really, really informative episode for me and I hope for our listeners too. And sana maraming mai-inspire sa mga stories niyo. Kasi again, feel ko yung community teams is one of the least appreciated features by people outside of it.
Yes.
Siyempre,
it's actually like what you call the hidden gem.
Yeah, exactly. It is. So after this, then I hope it doesn't become hidden and I hope that more people start to, you know, form their own community teams or find the team for them. But again, I'd really like to thank you for sharing your time with us. I hope that the listeners enjoy this episode as much as I did. And stay tuned for next week's episode because we're going to have two of some of the funniest hosts here on Kumu. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Kumu Kwentuhan. Join us again next week to hear more crazy stories from the team at Kumu. Check us out at kumu.ph and don't forget to download the Kumu app on the Google Play Store, App Store, and Huawei App Gallery.